You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout.
Welcome to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
Now this week, in fact, I think it's tomorrow, August 8th, Richard Nixon resigned the presidency. Go.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first.
So he had to leave, Nixon, because he was going to be impeached and convicted, all right, in the Watergate mess. He was going to be impeached and convicted there. He knew it. And that if he didn't leave, he would have been charged with crimes, because the tapes in the White House clearly demonstrated that Nixon was part of the cover-up of the Watergate affair. And if you don't know what the Watergate affair is, I'm not going to waste everybody's time going back on it, but it, you know, it was a crime. It was a campaign crime. Okay. And he didn't order it, but when he found out about it, he tried to cover it up and get money for the guys who were arrested and on and on. So Nixon knew he was toast. He also knew that Gerald Ford was going to be vice president because Agnew, his original vice president, he had to leave because he was convicted of bribery, Agnew. So he was booted, and then Gerald Ford became vice president. Ford was the Speaker of the House. Okay, and so that's the stair step. But Nixon knew Ford was going to pardon him before any criminal charges could be brought, and it's exactly what happened. Joining us now from Philadelphia is a former lawyer for Richard Nixon and author of a number of books, The Secret Plot to Make Ted Kennedy President, Inside the Real Watergate Conspiracy, The Real Watergate Scandal, Collusion Conspiracy, and the Plot That Brought Nixon Down. All right, first of all, Counselor, parallels between Nixon and Trump as it stands now?
Well, I think Watergate still ranks as the greatest political scandal in our nation's history because it's over and done. We lost a president, the only president to resign in history. He was named a co-conspirator by a grand jury in the Watergate cover-up, obstruction of justice. He received a presidential pardon, as you pointed out. No other president has gone through that. The Democrats pulled together a group of 100 people the Special Prosecution Force, 60 of whom were lawyers. And over the course of 4 years, they brought 100 separate legal actions, prosecutions, against Nixon and his people. They convicted at least 24 members of Nixon's administration, including his attorney general, John Mitchell, his chief of staff, Bob Haldeman, and his head of domestic affairs, who was my boss, John Ehrlichman. And there things stood. I mean, it is without question the greatest scandal. If you stop the movie today, whether we're talking about Trump or Biden, nothing has been concluded. Trump hasn't been convicted. He's been indicted, but indictment is not conviction. There's an assumption of innocence. And on the Biden side, which is kind of running parallel to all this, we're getting accusations, salacious accusations, but we have no conclusions. We have no finality.
Okay, let me stop you there.
Sure. No, go ahead, Bill.
In the Watergate situation, I was just a young reporter just out of Boston U when that was going down. It was bipartisan. Republicans joined in the movement against Richard Nixon when the evidence became so overwhelming, correct?
Partially correct. They turned on Nixon. There's no question about
that. Okay, let's stop it there. I don't want to get into the weeds with Nixon.
Right.
This one is 100% Democrat driven toward Trump as it stands now, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with you. Correct.
So that's a huge difference now. It's not that the whole country is appalled at what Donald Trump did or did not do. It's a funneled, and the press, of course, is on the side of the Democrats. So you have that. That's the cabal lined up against Trump. Again, I'm not acquitting Trump of anything. I'm just laying out what the real picture is. So
let me raise two issues.
Go ahead.
Just real quick. Nixon was a lame duck. You know, Washington is very, very hard on people whose power is fading. So Nixon was never going to be able to help people again. We saw the same thing with George W. Bush. Power is fleeting. If you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. Second thing in that era, in that Watergate era, and you're right, you're parroting conventional wisdom about Watergate, but there was only one narrative. There was no diversity of thought. There were three networks, NBC, ABC, and CBS, and they were all headquartered within six blocks of each other in Midtown Manhattan and where the New York Times is located. What the nation got during Watergate was a single narrative, which was the New York point of view. It was said the other day, you know, if social media had existed during Watergate, Nixon wouldn't have had to resign.
I don't believe that.
There would have been another point of view.
Well, that's a subjective debate, and I don't believe it for a second. I have to tighten up my earpiece here. I don't believe that for a second because you had on tape Nixon's damning activity about
Bill,
the cover up, but that was a big deal.
I transcribed the tapes. I fought over every word in those transcriptions. I'm the one that put out the blue book and the volume. If you work on those tapes, it's not what you were told. It's not what you were told.
But I heard them. I heard
what
him.
Part? Did you, well,
we could get that. We can get that. The hush money. We can get that. But again, I don't want to litigate it. People can read your book and people can go back. The tapes are online. So I don't want to relitigate Watergate. That's not what I want to do here. I want to advance the story because we're living in a country now that is absolutely in political chaos because of, and you're right about the media back then. Once the Washington Post broke the story, all the networks fell into line. And all the newspapers fell into line. And Nixon had nobody defending him. There was no Fox News. There was no talk radio to speak of. He had nobody who was out there alone. That's absolutely true.
And but rightly or wrongly, Nixon was driven from office or had to resign in the face of certain impeachment. 24 members of his administration. Big stuff.
But I'm a fair man and always have been. And I watched the Nixon-Frost debates. And I watched Nixon admit that he did things he should not have done. And you watched it too. So I'm not going to apologize for that resignation. It was the right thing. But now
he had to resign at the time. There's no question.
Right.
Resignation was the correct thing.
We're in a place where there's possible election interference here because Trump is the odds-on favorite to get the Republican nomination. And the press is not going to stop. They'll make up stuff. They'll do whatever they have to do. 77 indictments, counselor? 77 indictments? Yeah, you're laughing because it is absurd.
No, Bill,
it's absurd.
I'm laughing in agreement with you. It's
right.
Not funny.
It's absurd. It's an insult.
We're heading into a presidential election where both sides are going to be in deep trouble. Trump is going to be having to defend himself from all these criminal accusations. And the investigation of the Biden crime family is going to go forward. They're just allegations today. Trump's are more formalized because he's been indicted by grand juries. But the Republicans on the House are just starting to investigate the Biden situation.
No, I understand. Yes. But Biden has a built-in advantage because the Attorney General of the United States is corrupt. And he's not going to bring charges against Joe Biden unless you have videotape of Biden taking Chinese money and stuffing it in his pocket. Okay?
Well, that's what makes this election so different from the other major scandals. In the other major scandals in our history, Watergate and the Monica Lewinsky stuff with Bill Clinton, the Iran-Contra stuff, George W. Bush on the firing of the U.S. attorneys, they weren't election issues because there was no pending election. But in this election, the House of Representatives is going to, the Republicans are going to go full bore.
You bet.
Against Biden. They can't indict him. They can't indict
Biden,
him. I grant you that.
They can't get him indicted, but they can drive him from office. Biden did it. Biden sold influence. Okay? He did it. Anybody with an IQ over 50 knows he did it. Just like anybody with an IQ over 50 knows that Trump should have sent the classified documents back to the National Archives. He did it. Okay?
And,
that's
and
it.
You're going to have those two sides.
I got one more question.
Firing cannons.
Got one more question.
All right.
Everybody knows Biden sold influence and helped his son and brother amass as much as $30 million. If you, and I'm talking to the audience now, if you don't know that or one of your friends or family, walk away because they don't want to know. And that's it. The end of the discussion ends. But the point now becomes Joe Biden lied about it as president. He lied about it. He said he didn't do it, that his son didn't get money from China. He said all of this stuff that was totally misleading the American people. And he said it when he was running for president as well in the debates.
Yes.
That's so impeachable. I can't even, there isn't anything more impeachable than that. Now, he can't be charged. Selling influence isn't a crime. But if he ever got any money, then he can be charged. Last word.
But he won't be impeached because we're terrified of his vice president.
I don't believe that. I think that they will impeach him. If they can find evidence that he took money, it's over.
I think the Senate will convict. There aren't enough votes.
That's possible, but the scandal will ruin the Democratic Party. Ruin it. Jimmy Carter beat Ford. The same thing. The books, I want everybody to check them out. Secret Plot to Make Ted Kennedy President, The Real Watergate Scandal. The author is Jeff Shepard. Counselor, thanks very much for helping us out today.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
You're listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
People are bailing out of the television and newspaper media. Cable TV, not just cable news, but cable TV is losing an astounding amount of people. So the average bill in America on cable is $118 a month. It's the average bill. Top states, New Hampshire, Vermont, Delaware, Maryland, and New York are the most expensive. But people are cutting the cord. Okay. So in the first 3 months of 2023, second quarter, Comcast, that's NBC, and they're a big, big cable provider, they lost 750,000 customers. That's 8,000 customers a day canceled Comcast. And all the others, Spectrum, and Spectrum was included in that Comcast number, 750,000. All of them are hemorrhaging, which is why you're seeing the cable news ratings. In addition, that cable news is very boring now, but they're just going like this because fewer and fewer people have cable. All right. Now, what is taking cable's place? YouTube. Now, I'm not in this world, okay? But YouTube is a lot cheaper. YouTube TV and YouTube itself, they're different. A lot cheaper, and people are going there to get information. We are on YouTube, all right? You just punch YouTube up and you put in Bill O'Reilly, and you'll see a menu of stuff that I do, and you can see it. Now, it's not nearly as extensive as BillO'Reilly.com. You can't watch the entire No Spin News on YouTube, but you can watch highlights, okay? But you're going to miss a lot if you don't watch the whole show. So we are there, and we have to be, because we are growing our platform as the cable operations shrink. And we have to use all of our resources, which is why I'm on News Nation. I do News Nation Monday, Leland Vittard, and Wednesday, Chris Cuomo. I do them every week. That's linear TV. And News Nation's coming up. Okay, Newsmax, after Tucker Carlson left, they popped up. But News Nation, you know, it's stair-stepping. It's not easy. But they're doing that. Okay, so what are the implications of people now not watching and reading the newspapers as much as they used to? I wrote a column on Sunday called FYI. I'm going to quote the column, a little bit of it. I said, today the media in the United States is widely loathed and ignored by most. My calculations are about 20 million Americans consume television news on a regular basis. There are about 260 million adults in this country, so the math is grim. 20 million, that's the pool, okay, that watch cable news and network news. 260 million is the adult population. So less than 10% of American adults are consuming television news. Younger Americans have completely bailed on the Fox News Channel if a program gets 200,000 viewers between the ages of 25 to 54. That's a strong number. The O'Reilly factor used to hit 600,000, sometimes a million on the Fox News Channel. Okay. Now, if fewer people are getting information, as corrupt as some of that information is, then how does that affect their choices, their voting choices, their choices in local matters? How does it affect it if you don't have any fact-based place to go? Well, that's why we have Geraldo Rivera, who is joining us now from Ohio. So you and I were at the top of local news, of syndicated programming. You had your own show where you hit people with chairs. I did Inside Edition, okay? And then I was at the beginning of cable at the Fox News Channel, and you came in a few years after. You were at Network News. So was I, okay? So we've done it all, and we were there at the top of the chart. I just want to set the stage here. Now it's the last days of Pompeii, and a lot of people watching us won't even know what that means because the information flow to Americans, I think, is the lowest it's been since the invention of television. What say you?
I say that Pompeii was an Italian city in the near Mount Vesuvius, buried in the volcanic eruption that ended their lives like that. I don't think the erosion that you describe in cable news is quite that traumatic, but it is. I mean, the numbers don't lie. And you're a good researcher. The fact that the pool is only 20 million is quite grim. I don't feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for Fox. Fox is doing plenty well, maybe not as well as they did proportionally when you were there or when I was there, but they are making tens of millions, and it's a good thing because they owe $800 million in the Dominion lawsuit,
it's not about them. It's not about Comcast. It's not about ABC News. It's about the folks.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So the folks,
but let me, I just want to say something about Hunter Biden. And you know this well, and I think the people listening know this too. You're only as happy as your unhappiest child. I believe that Joe Biden got saddled with whoremongering, drug addled, a selfish, narcissistic son who thought that he could do anything using his father's name. I think that all of those antics, the reason I bring them up is I think they are a measure of the man's character. He would do anything, despite the fact that his father was a prestigious person, a senator, a vice president, and a later president of the United States. He was without boundaries, in it for himself, very, very selfish. But where you and I differ is I don't think the link to dad in his official capacity has ever been established. And there's nothing in what I've heard from Comer or any of these guys. And I think that McCarthy was appropriate when he didn't,
said he was appropriate as well. But this being the 49th anniversary of Richard Nixon's resignation, you well know, it took almost 3 years to build the case against Nixon. And only when the federal courts got involved and demanded the White House tapes be turned over. So you and a lot of other people say, well, Joe Biden is not, this investigation is really just beginning because the FBI and the Justice Department did nothing for 2.5 years. So you have that
exactly
point that you make, it's an incomplete. If you were in my class, you get an incomplete, all right? Because the train is running, and it's running hard.
Maybe,
and I will tell you, Joe Biden is not going to beat this. He enabled his son, knowing his son was a grifter. Joe Biden
prediction. That is your
prediction. I think that's a fact at this point.
You were careful to make that caveat that it was not fact-based or it was it was your prediction based on the evidence that you, as
it
you
is
had,
fact-based that Joe Biden enabled Hunter Biden to make all his money. That's fact-based.
Well, let me make this. I believe, and you use the Richard Nixon comparison, which I applaud because I think it is very, very appropriate in this regard. What did Gerald Ford do vis-a-vis Richard Nixon after Nixon had resigned and gone in shame to California? What President Gerald Ford did was to pardon Richard Nixon for any and all offenses having to do with a cosmic pardon that cost Ford, I would argue, the election against Jimmy Carter because it was so unpopular. Not with me. I applauded it.
I agree in a historical sense.
In families, and well,
we're wandering away from the crux of this story.
Right. Okay. But Joe Biden should pardon Donald Trump. That's my point.
Okay.
My point
I
is
mean,
that
well,
he
let's,
should wield
let's
the
see how that goes.
Power he has to heal this.
He'll
nation.
Never in a million years do that. Okay. So
maybe it's
let me ask you a series of personal questions.
Go ahead.
When you're talking to somebody, because people come up to you and me all the time, mm-hmm. okay? And most of them are very nice. All they want is a picture or what. But when you're talking to somebody a little bit more, maybe you're on a train or you're someplace in social, and the person doesn't know anything, all right? And they're saying wild, crazy stuff. What do you do? Do you try to convince them or do you just walk away?
Well, I have to say that I have been blessed that 99.9% of my encounters with the public have been pleasant. A couple of times I've had real jerks that said, how can you be on Fox News? I went to a Broadway show. I was stunned when this happened in New York, my city. I go to a Broadway show and a guy said, you're out enjoying yourself when the chaos that you wreaked on the country is being sown when you're enjoying yourself. I said, go take a walk. I almost whacked him. But I mean, that's very, very rare, right? Generally speaking, it is exactly as you described. People want a picture. They want a little. My rule is that they are only going to be with you for those 15 seconds or 30 seconds or 1 minute. And that's going to be the impression they have of you for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and they'll tell other people. Don't be a jerk. But, you know, I don't entertain anymore. I don't try to persuade anybody anymore. If they ask me a question, I answer the question honestly. And you know me. Almost 40 years, ridiculous.
Yeah, and I still like you.
You know, we went to day camp together. They answer a question, I answer it honestly, but if they come out with some crazy thing that they heard on Fox or MSNBC, or you know, I just smile and I say, well, okay, gotta go. I don't do that anymore because we are not an information-based country any longer. We're not. It's all emotion now. It's all ideology now, correct?
I think that ideology is now the defining force in American society, and I lament that trend.
Yeah, it's terrible. And particularly when the election comes up, that's very, very important, and people just won't get out of their box. They won't look at really what's happening. They vote for whoever their friends tell them to vote for, whatever party they're in. Final question. Because you and I have seen the height, all right, and now the descent of the media, it's not turning around. It's gone, right?
But I tell you what, a good story could still spark a renaissance in whoever breaks the story. Someone who really can do the next, you know, get it behind the O.J. Simpson. Or the go back to the Willowbrook days, or the chair, or Charles Mann. You could still juice an audience, excite an audience with originality and hard work and enterprise reporting, and shake off that ideological bent, that prejudice that you have, and go for the facts in a way that's vivid and energetic. I think that you and your column, you say you and Glenn Beck and Megyn Kelly having established private networks, look what you've done with a minuscule investment compared to what the networks have put into this, and you're competing on almost an even basis with them.
That's true.
That, I think, is the future.
You, and that, this,
it
this is, a, there's
Joe
no doubt.
Is the future.
The technology allows now honest purveyors to at least be heard. Geraldo, everybody, we'll bring him in on a regular basis, I hope, to talk about media stuff. And then when Hunter Biden and his father go down, I'll bring him back and we'll play all the tapes for Geraldo.
Yeah, I told you so. Right.
Okay. Right. All right, Geraldo, thanks a lot. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
This is the No Spin News Weekend Edition.
Okay, joining us now from Buffalo, New York, is Congressman Nick Langworthy. He is a representative from New York's 23rd District upstate, and he is on the House Oversight Committee. So at this point, Americans, most fair-minded people, know what happened. There's not a lot of dispute. The media ignores it primarily. They don't really get into it. But talk radio, Fox News, on the internet, it's all over the place. So where is this going, in your opinion, you being a member of the Oversight Committee? Where is it going?
Well, I think we're going heading towards an impeachment inquiry. I really think the Speaker of the House has been crystal clear that we don't want to be Nancy Pelosi. We're not going to run a slipshod impeachment process just for the sake of saying the word impeachment. I mean, those Democrats had made the decision to impeach Trump the minute he was in the parade for the inauguration. They knew, they just were looking for the minute to do it. This has been a very methodical investigation by the House Oversight Committee, led by our chairman, James Comer, as you've detailed here. The third installation of banking records that have been released. Now we see the oligarchs have shown up in the bank records from Kazakhstan, the Ukraine, Russia. I mean, we have over $20 million in documented transfers.
And that doesn't count China. You're not counting China in that.
China, Romania, there's more and more countries, right. But now we're up to 20 million that we have the receipts on. I've personally been down there with many members of the Oversight Committee in the basement of the Treasury Department going through these suspicious activities reports. I mean, and it's just, this has got the makings of one of the biggest scandals in the history of the United States.
There's no doubt about it. I think it is the biggest scandal as far as alleged bribery is concerned. How many people are there on the Oversight Committee? How many congresspeople?
I think we have somewhere in the high 20s on the Republican side, and there's about five less Democrats on the committee.
Okay, so you're talking about 40 representatives on the committee, correct?
It's a big committee, yes.
Okay. Is there one Democrat on the oversight committee that has shown any concern about this, that is angry about it, worried about it? Is there one?
I haven't heard that out of anybody's mouth. I mean, Bill, when we had the whistleblowers from the IRS into the committee, one, I was struck by just the candor they brought to the table, the sincerity, the honesty. They knew their facts. They were passionate and they cared about the country and love the country. You know, one was a Democrat, one was a Republican. You know, so this wasn't, these weren't people engaged in partisan politics. And you didn't hear a single person, and I go last, just about last on the committee because I'm a freshman. But listening to all of the Democrats' questions, not a damn one of them had anything to say to defend the Bidens, to refute the claims. It was all Trump, 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 Trump. It had nothing to do with the facts at hand.
And but in your informal conversation, I don't want you to hang anybody on television tonight. I'm not asking you to do that. But you guys talk amongst yourselves, and I mean, you're in a committee and you have snacks and lunch and stuff. Is there anybody on the Democratic side that is concerned here?
I have not seen one of them crack in terms of wanting
staggering
to see this move forward. It's as staggering as the media blackout. You know,
we have but it's worse than that because Congress people are elected to represent the folks. The media wants to make money, and they don't care about the folks at all. All right, not a whit do they care. But your job is to represent the people that live in your district, both Democrat and Republican. All right? And on the, I haven't
seen. Take it seriously. I think we have to have a serious investigation and come out with the facts. We have
you
to
have. You have. And so, have, so as a judiciary. All right.
And
so
that's
look,
where I think the next step is impeachment inquiry.
Okay.
You know, is probably where we're heading.
But you're all on vacation now. But I assume you guys are talking amongst yourself on the phone and all of that, right? Okay. So timeline on this. You're back after Labor Day. Committee resumes looking into the allegations about Hunter Biden and his father. And Jim Biden has not been, you know, has not really been scrutinized the way I think he should be. Can I give you one piece of really good information that I hope you act on, Congressman? Because I've been trying to get this story, and I gave it to Senator Cruz, and I gave it to a whole bunch of other people. You know that Matthew Graves is the U.S. attorney in Washington, correct?
Yes.
You know, and your committee has established in the whistleblower testimony, that Matthew Graves would not help Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, investigate Hunter Biden. You know that, right? That's a fact. It's been established.
Right.
Do you know who Graves is married to?
Who is that?
You don't know, right?
Right.
Okay. Her name is Fatima Graves. She's a far-left activist in D.C. Since Joe Biden has been president, Fatima Graves has visited the White House 28 times with no reason for being there. Matthew Graves' office is right next to Attorney General Merrick Garland's office. I would love to see the Oversight Committee subpoena Fatima Graves to come in and explain what she's doing in the White House 28 times and why her husband, and you can subpoena him too, didn't recuse himself from the case instead of just saying, I'm not going to cooperate. This is a big scandal because it ties right back to Merrick Garland and the soft deal Hunter Biden got.
And that's very, very helpful, Bill. And
I hope you can just pull Comer aside.
Please.
Comer, I think, knows. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. But we've developed this story, my news organization. All right? We didn't take it from anywhere. But all you got to do is say, Mrs. Graves, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. And the visitor logs on the White House show all the time she's what were you doing there? What I think she was doing is she's a conduit from the president to Merrick Garland, because as you know, can't put anything in writing because you can subpoena texts and everything like that. Can't call, all the calls are taped. So you got to have a human being going back and forth. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but in an investigation, you should try to find out, right?
No, it is very helpful, and I'll share this with the staff, with the Oversight Committee, and we'll get to work on asking these questions because
Thank you.
Merrick Garland in his entire office, this needs to be turned upside down. What they tried to pull with the plea bargain with Hunter Biden is just
stunning.
Gross.
At this point, after all of the work of the House Oversight Committee and Judiciary Committee, the FBI still is not investigating anything about all this money wire transfer into the United States. It's almost impossible to believe. Last word.
Well, we are going to continue our work. We're not going to be intimidated by anyone. We're calling out the legacy media every single day and daring them to cover this. I mean, the cover up for this president, I sure hope it's worth it. You know, what consequences that is bringing to this country that they won't put this in the nation's papers or on the nation's news broadcasts.
They're going to get there.
People deserve to know.
They've already lost credibility and all that. And it's going to break. So please keep in touch with us, Congressman. It's very nice of you to help us out today. But we'd like you to be our point man here. And any information you get, just let us know. We'll throw you back up there. And next time I'm up in upstate New York, I'll drop in to see you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Great. Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Here's a gem from the No Spin News Vault.
If the sitting president of the United States, while he was vice president, took money from his son for shady business deals overseas, that could get Biden impeached. Okay. Now, what did Biden have to say about the laptop story, which blows the whole thing wide open? Roll the tape.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the characters. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except of his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia, Russia, Russia hoax?
And that's exactly what
this
that's
where
exactly
you're going?
What
this is
told.
Where he's going.
There you go. Now we know what Biden said was not true. So he did say 50 national security people did say it was Russian disinformation. That's true. All of them were wrong. So let's bring in a guy who's spent the last 2 years, at least, investigating this. John Solomon is the editor-in-chief of Just the News. So I go to their website, Just the News, as an investigative person myself. I want to see what John has to say every night. So I hope you do, too. It's free. JustTheNews.com. You can watch him. And he joins us from Washington, D.C. So do you agree with me that the story dies if there's no Joe Biden component?
Yeah, listen, I think at the end of the day, the American people care about their president more than a wayward son whose antics are now well known. So at the end of the day, what did Joe Biden know and what did he benefit from this relationship is the ultimate question that needs to be resolved. And in within the laptop and within some of the documents, we now see evidence that Joe Biden knew what his son was doing. He has interactions with different members, a Chinese business leader that does the investment fund with Hunter Biden in China. He meets with the Burisma people in Washington, D.C. And in 2017, he's part of a discussion where the big guy is going to get 10%. So the part that Joe Biden didn't know anything is
let me
now
play devil's advocate because that'll make this interview interesting. All right. I'm going to be Hunter Biden's defense attorney here.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Burisma is the company that Hunter Biden sat on the board in Ukraine and was paid an enormous amount of money by Burisma for doing that. Correct?
That's right. Yep. Okay. Almost $4 million. Yep.
Okay. Almost $4 million. Now, you can say, and there's no doubt about it, that Hunter Biden used his father's influence as vice president to get the Burisma job, to get contracts in China, to be paid money, apparently, by the wife of the mayor of Moscow, $3.5 million. And the money all went through different companies. It's a very confusing mosaic, all right? It went through all these companies, but there's no doubt that Hunter Biden got the money because he just wrote a check to the IRS, who is demanding payment, tax payments, for the money that he harvested overseas, correct?
That's correct. In fact, one of the things I wrote over the weekend, there are memos to Hunter Biden in 16 and 17 telling him you never paid money on that Ukraine. You never paid taxes on that Ukrainian money. You need to do it. Apparently, he waited years after that, even after being warned. He still didn't pay taxes on it.
And he paid, the report is $1 million to the IRS. Yeah. We don't know. All right. Those are private transactions, but that's the report. So there's no doubt that Hunter Biden got money from overseas concerns, all right, and that his father did Hunter Biden favors by meeting with certain people that Hunter Biden was doing business with. Would that be fair?
Yes, I don't think any of that's in dispute any longer.
Okay. So as Hunter Biden's attorney, I say, well, Hunter just asked his dad for a solid. He just wanted, you know, to have as much influence as possible in these business dealings. So he trots his dad out. His dad just did him a favor.
That's right.
That wash?
Well, listen, if it washes, if Joe Biden didn't look into the camera in 2020 and said, I had nothing to do, I never did anything. He looked in the camera while he was running for president and he lied to the American people. So I think that's going to matter to the American people. But you're right. At the end of the day, the most important question is, did our president benefit from this illicit financial transactions that his son was doing? That's the key.
So there are, and remember now, we're dealing with a guy, Hunter Biden, who's intoxicated on cocaine, who's just all over the place. He's a mess. Yeah. But he says in the laptop, and he wrote it, the big guy, and we got to do this. What is the most damning thing that you, John Solomon, who knows this inside and out, the most damning thing that Hunter Biden wrote about his father in that laptop.
There are suggestions in 2015, 16, and 17 that he is sending money to his father. There's one reference where he talks about, I had to give up 50% of whatever I earned to my dad over the years. That's a really explosive revelation. And then there are discussions of shared credit cards, shared bills that he appears to be paying on behalf of his father. If those are corroborated by the FBI, who has access to this laptop, if those transactions occurred, then Joe Biden was a financial beneficiary of Hunter Biden's Foreign Inc. shakedown that he did. That's the missing question that we're all trying to get.
Okay.
And there's only a few people that can get that.
Very good. That was as clear. Even I understood it. That was so clear.
Yeah.
That if Joe Biden, as vice president of this country, benefited financially by helping his son reap money from overseas concerns, and no one knew about it because it's not on Joe Biden's tax return, because he had to make his tax returns public, and I saw them. And there isn't a little box saying, I got $50,000 from Hunter. Okay? There isn't that. So then you have a criminal act. Hello, Spiro Agnew. Committed by a sitting vice president if the FBI can bring in, as you said, corroborating evidence. Still would have to be cross-examined in a court of law.
Of course.
Remember, we believe in due process here, and so does John Solomon.
I do.
We want this to be vetted. But that is the crux of this matter. Now I'm going to ask you for a prediction.
Sure.
Do you think Hunter Biden's going to be indicted by a Justice Department under his father, Joe Biden?
I'll play it safe as a reporter and tell you that I'm seeing a lot of activity in the grand jury and among witnesses that suggests that the prosecutor in Delaware is preparing a criminal indictment against Hunter Biden. The sort of steps you take, there would be no reason to bring witnesses before the grand jury unless you're planning to indict Hunter Biden. So it does look like the activity is consistent with preparation for indictment, sort of like what we saw in the few months before Michael Sussman, the Clinton lawyer, was indicted recently in the Russia case. Almost identical type activity, different circumstances. So, yes, I think right now there's an effort to indict him. Whether a grand jury will hand down that bill, we don't know yet.
Okay. So the effort, you believe, is there. But I just want, for all the anti-Biden people out there, I want to inject a note of caution. The football player Deshaun Watson, who was accused of a myriad of crimes, the grand jury in Texas brought in witnesses and failed to indict Mr. Watson. So just the fact that witnesses are being brought in does not
ensure
that's right. And in, or guilty doesn't really matter, because they not grand jury doesn't find guilt or innocence. They find, is there enough evidence to bring an indictment? Now, time frame. The FBI's had this laptop, what, for a year now? More than a year?
Yeah, 2 years ago. And here's the most important thing. A lot of people don't know this, Bill. This investigation started when the financial institutions that were handling Hunter Biden's business began filing suspicious activity reports in the summer of 2018. So the laptop doesn't get delivered until December 2019. But the FBI's investigation begins when major financial banks that are moving Hunter Biden's money around says, hey, this looks like money laundering. This looks suspicious. That's where this whole case started, in the summer of 2018, 2.5 years before Joe Biden won the presidency.
Yeah, I mean, if this indictment or non-indictment comes down in the next 6 months before the midterm election, oh, my God, because, and I don't think Joe Biden's going to be indicted, but it's one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. That's how this whole thing goes down with Hunter Biden. So, John, I appreciate it, as always.
Thanks, John's Bill.
Website is Just the News. Again, I go there. And I recommend, if you're really interested in the news, that you check it out as well. And John, please, if you get anything, let us know. Our audience,
we will.
This is a big story for everybody in America. And we thank you very much for helping us out today.
Thank you for listening to the No Spin News Weekend Edition. To watch the full episodes of the No Spin News, visit BillO'Reilly.com and sign up to become a premium or concierge member. That's BillO'Reilly.com. Sign-
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.